On Tuesday evening, the class of 2023 was celebrating and graduating. 21 students wore gowns, caps, and smiles. The celebration was made more lively by the songs they sang. In a commencement speech that echoed across the high school gym, teacher Pete Deggan enjoined students to walk softly on the earth. It's the only one we have. And to live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly. More songs followed. Superintendent Roy Getchell says he was pleased with the way the students drove the event.
It's a school-based ceremony, so they work with the principal, you know, they worked with Mrs. Boron, and they choose some of the different songs and some of the different things that occur during the ceremony, and so they're part of that planning process. Now, there's definitely things that we choose and kind of guardrails that we put in place, but it's their ceremony, so we want to make sure that it reflects the class.
8 graduates became members of the National Honor Society. Many maintained a high grade point average, but Getchell says this only shows a small part of the group's wide-ranging talents.
There are some things that are not necessarily known in a graduation ceremony, like somebody's abilities in other areas, and I'll tell you that is a talented class, whether it's in the classroom. And that classroom is an academic class, or is out in our shop, or doing different things here and there. Just super capable students that I feel really confident in, all of them.
Student Allison Benda was the valedictorian. In a touching speech, she spoke of the nature of success and wished for health, love, and happiness to her cohort, to be free and to follow their dreams. One by one, the students received their diplomas. They ceremoniously moved the tassels on their graduation caps from one side to the other and detonated the confetti cannons. Getchell says he will remember the class of 2023 fondly, and not just because his daughter, Avery, is part of it. He demurred when asked about any youthful shenanigans he might remember the class by.
I think that anything that they ever did that was a shenanigan was done in a good spirit, with a good heart. And, you know, they're just all such great young people. And they like to have a good time. They like to laugh. But anything that was done in a good way.
The students ended the ceremony by walking out of the gym to the grassy field outside the school. They were soon joined by their families and friends. Some shared their plans for the future. Avery Getchell.
In August, I'm moving to South Dakota to go to school to become a teacher.
Luke Davis.
Next is Eastern Oregon University, where I'm going to run cross country and track and field and study exercise science.
Mackenzie Dryden.
Next for me, I'm going to be heading to Fairbanks to attend University of Alaska Fairbanks. In August, I'm going to study psychology and minor in justice.
Titus Woodfin.
Well, I'm planning to enlist in the Air Force, and I'll be in Texas. Most likely.
Mathilda Rogers.
Next, I'm actually going abroad. I'm going to Austria first after working the summer in Haines on a fishing boat. And then I'm going to Scotland. Travel and working and going to go see some ceramic classes. So I'm kind of the rogue one of the class a little bit. Yeah.
Jacob, where are seeing you?
I will be going up. I'm up to Anchorage to study business management. The airline industry is of interest to me, and I'll be spending a semester overseas in Dubai to further my studies. So I'm really excited for that as well.
Superintendent Getchell says it is bittersweet to see the students each go their own way.
Well, they're super close, feel like they're really strong relationships, and I felt really fortunate about that for, as you know, being a father of a student in a class like that. graduation is the end of an amazing chapter, but a new one begins today for each one of them. So I'm excited for all of our graduates and what their next chapter is going to look like.
For KHNS, I'm Alan DePremenil.